Praise God. Feels good tonight. Feels good to be in the house of God. Brother Weiniger got done singing that song and he says, I feel better already. Praise God. Appreciate our song leaders and our band. Appreciate being able to come out to the house of God on a Wednesday night. All those that are here tonight, we appreciate those that aren't. We miss them. There's no doubt about that. We're thankful that we're here tonight. Praise God. Feel what we feel. And He's our beginning and our end. He's our everything. He's the beginning, the end, and He's in the middle too. Praise God. He's everything. He's my all in all. Praise God. What a wonderful Savior the Lord is, and how merciful He's been to me, and the peace that He brings in my life. The truths that He's planted in my heart, truths that are solid, steadfast. They're a part of my foundation. In my roughest moments, if you will, those truths, they speak to me. They remind me of who I am and where I came from. I was thinking today, it's been a long time since we've heard anybody talk about tearing up their license to preach. In fact, I dare say that some of these young people don't even realize that there was a time in America even that you couldn't preach without a license, or you just weren't accepted unless you had a license to preach. We reached a point in our relationship with God and the ministry that they realized that it was God that ordained men to preach. It was God that touched men's lives. Went, my Lord, didn't you enjoy Sunday night? Wow. Brother Smith got inspired, didn't he? And, you know, he put it out there for us. And I told him afterwards, I said, Brother Smith, fantastic. He said, I just got inspired. I said, well, your inspiration inspired us. Praise God. And thank God that we have this way of watch the Spirit. Thank God we are children of God that can be led by the Holy Ghost. Spirit-filled, Holy Ghost-inspired people. Praise God. And we don't have, it's not cut and dry. Sometimes it's dry. I know that. But it's not cut and dry. Sometimes it's all right, though, isn't it? It's those times that just really just lights a fire inside of me. Just makes me feel so thankful that the Lord brought me this way. And we've got a lot of folks to pray for. Brother and Sister Smith, they made it back, but he called me and let me know that he's just really tired, really just drained physically and emotionally. And covets our prayers. So we'll be sure to do that here tonight for him. But we're here tonight. We're here because God called us here. He led us this way. Not by chance, not by happenstance. The Lord saw fit to bring us to First Gospel Church, Little Rock, Arkansas. Thank God. Woo! Do you know there's people here in this country that desire to be in this house? There's people here in in our people that we're acquainted with that have a desire to be here in this building even. I'm not just talking about being in church. There's people that if you'll allow me to say it, they covet or they are jealous, I hope with a godly jealousy, of the fact that we're here tonight. And it's not because it's not great because we're here, but thank God we're here. Hallelujah. That's great. The fact that we're here is great. Hallelujah. And we've been walking on this way a long time. Some of us longer than others. I met the body of Christ when I was 12 years old. So that's 28 years ago, 29 years ago. So I've been on this way a little while. Got the Holy Ghost when I was 14. Got a revelation of the ministry, of God's fivefold ministry. Apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, teachers. Got a revelation of that when I was about 16 years old. I got an understanding of the name of Jesus and what it means to be in His name and not be in an organization when I was about 16 years old. God put something in my life that separated me from religion. Thank God, and I've never wanted to go back. Praise God. I've always had a desire in my heart to be a part of the body of Christ. Thank God to be a part of the free woman and not a part of the bond woman. My Lord, we know that the bond woman, she still has children. She still does everything that a mother would do. But I don't want no part of that. I want to be a part of New Jerusalem. At Jerusalem, which is a mother of us all, thank God, coming down from God out of heaven. Woo! Praise God. I want to be a part of the free people. I'm happy to tell you tonight that I've never held a license from any man's organization in my pocket to preach the Word of God. I'm happy to tell you tonight that I'm free tonight of any religious conspiracy or any religious organization. I don't need the government tonight to tell me, to define Christianity for me. I don't need man's organizations to define what it means to be a free child of God. Thank God. I've got the Word of God. I hold it in my hands and I can read it for myself. I can be inspired by the Spirit of God. I'm sitting under a ministry, thank God, that feels the anointing of the Holy Ghost when they're preaching. Hallelujah. The Word of God is made alive in my heart. Oh, God. Through the inspiration of the preaching of the Word of God. I said, how can a man hear except there be a preacher? And how can he preach except he be sent? Oh, God, the government didn't send the preacher down here to instruct us like they might have done in days gone by. The religious organizations didn't send a preacher down to you know, they didn't write the sermon for this week. You know, there's churches that do that. They'll write out the sermon. They'll measure out the sermons for the year. And you know, 1,000 miles away, they'll send that directive down. Okay, you know, church in Little Rock, this is what you're going to preach on this week. On this Wednesday night, we want your preacher to preach this message. You got 10 minutes or 15 minutes or half an hour, whatever the case may be. Song leaders, they've already got it all. Just think how easy that would be. Well, it might be easy, but it probably wouldn't be very inspirational. Thank God, I want to be inspired, don't you? We might have a service where we might not have any preaching. I think we had that recently. Where there might not be any preaching. Songs speak to our hearts and start worshiping. Young and old together. There's no division. There's no separation made among us. Thank God we all walk this way together. Have services where if a young person feels led or the unction of the Holy Ghost, inspired, they can stand up. Somebody will bring them a microphone and give their testimony. They can pour out their heart. Somebody might get up and confess one of their faults. We won't think less of them or condemn them. We'll lift them up, pray for them. Somebody might get up and talk about one of their blessings. We won't sit there and envy, jealousy. We'll worship God with them. We'll lift up God and we'll praise God's name for the blessings that He provides, even if it's for somebody else. Praise God. We'll rejoice together. Hallelujah. Somebody say, I've got a song that's been on my heart. I've never sung it before. Well, we won't just sit there and let them just kind of, you know, try to do it on our own. We'll throw in behind them. We'll work together because that's what we do. Praise God. We're here. We're here helpers one of another. See a job that needs to be done? We had a good work day. Last Saturday, we all got in here and worked and got a lot accomplished. Worked together. Wasn't no strife that I'm aware of. Of course, nobody worked with me, so that made it a little bit easier. Well, my son, he may have. Don't ask him. He's probably got stories to tell. I don't know if he'd tell them or not. I didn't feel no strife. There wasn't no anxiety. We just got in here, worked together. We miss some that were gone. We're glad they're back tonight. There's others that are gone. We miss them. We miss them. There's no doubt about it. But we're not fretting over it. We're not worried. I mean, we love them, you know, with that kind of worry and concern. But it's not, you know, there's no envy, no strife, no bitterness. Thank God. Thank God. Let the peace of God rule your heart tonight. Let's come together in peace. And love and good works. Let's provoke one another to love and good works. Let's be joyful and entreat each other with kindness. Praise God. This is the house of God. This is where the Lord has brought us. I like that song. Look where the Lord has brought us. He brought us a mighty long way. Hallelujah. And there's people, like I said, there's people that they're jealous tonight. They want to be here. We're here. How fortunate are we? Praise God. We're fortunate. We truly are fortunate for the grace of God upon our lives. And of course, we've got a youth meeting that's coming up, and I'm seeing things. You know, I'm seeing people's posts, people getting excited about Little Rock coming, and Spirit of God, they're anticipating the Spirit of God pouring out here in this house, and they're looking forward to seeing friends and hearing the Word of God preached, or looking forward to being inspired. I'm seeing them, you know, that they're doing fundraisers and you know, things. They're planning, they're preparing, they're cooking meals, they're having yard sales, or I guess probably some of them are washing cars. They're doing all kinds of things, Brother Crafton, to come to Little Rock, to where we are tonight. Hallelujah. Well, this carpet, you know, this carpet right now, this floor right here is just, there ain't nobody. You could worship anywhere you want to. I'm going to do that. Here, I can just walk out. I can worship anywhere I want to. There won't no crowd, nobody bumping up against me, nobody, you know, pushing me around. You know, it's not hot. You know, I'm not sweating great buckets. My Lord, here in a few weeks, so it'll be crowded down here. The Spirit of God will be heavy, and people will be crying. You'll be reaching for tissue, and you'll be crying yourself. My Lord, it's going to be wonderful, isn't it? Isn't it good? You know, what a thrill that we feel when we get together with God's wonderful people. And, you know, there's times, you know, like today, I want to remember those folks, the Pryor family, brothers, the Smith family, Sutmiller family. There's times, you know, when you come together, you're still God's people, but there's sorrow associated with it. There's sadness and anxiety and, you know, things that go along with all of that. We understand all that. But my Lord, aren't you glad tonight that even in spite of that, even in spite of the cares of the life and the things that go on in this world, even in spite of all the frustrations and aggravations, even in spite of even myself, thank God I can come out to the house of God and I can put myself aside and I can say, Lord, I'm yours, I'm yours, I'm yours, I'm yours. Use me as you will. Praise God. Hallelujah. Have your way in my life, Lord. I long for your touch. Woo! I long to feel the Spirit of God touch me from the top of my head to the sole of my feet. Oh, God, I'm yours, Lord. I'm yours. And so, that's why we come out. That's why we come out to the house of God. That's why we yield ourselves to this schedule, if you will, of, you know, service on Wednesday night. Oh, sure, we could adjust our schedule, Brother Daniels. We could have church on Tuesday night. It'd be all right. We could have church on Thursday night. That'd be fine. God doesn't care. He's not so much concerned about when, you know, but it's nice to have a schedule, isn't it? It was for me. I was looking forward to tonight. I mean, I wasn't thinking about church last night. I can tell you on Monday night when I was at home, after a long, hard day's work, trying to mow my grass that was 2 foot tall because I haven't been able to mow in weeks because of the rain, and I was wore completely out, and then I ran over a rope that tied up my blades on my mower, and so I'm underneath my mower trying to cut that rope loose. I was not thinking about church. Isn't that right? But I'm going to tell you something. Today, when I was had my nose to the grindstone and I couldn't hardly catch a breath, and this phone call and this email and this and that, and I couldn't hardly focus on the things that, you know, were important to me, like all my extracurricular stuff. Well, you know, the things that aren't work. You know, isn't that a shame? A guy goes to work and then thinks about the things that aren't work. Then he goes home and thinks about work. That's the way it goes for me sometimes. It's the truth. But I remember, it's Wednesday night. I get to go to church. Hallelujah. Woo! I get to go to church. The Lord made a way for me to be in the body of Christ. Just little old me. You know, just a Baptist boy from a broken home. Child that never knew his father. Trouble with the law. Since the day I was born. Just kidding. He reached down his hand and he said, hey, come here. I want to talk to you about something. He did. He said, hey. He interrupted my life, Brother Weiniger. The Lord. He interrupted my life. And he turned my world upside down. Everything that I thought was real, he said, hey, wait a minute. There's home folks here tonight. I found out there wasn't no boogeyman. I like the boogeyman. He teaches me how to dance. That's what I tell my kids. Say hello to him while you're outside. I found out there wasn't no boogeyman. I found out that the trouble, you know, spirit of man is the enemy of God. Whew, that's a revelation right there. I encourage you, if you don't have that revelation, seek it. That's a revelation right there. That's a true revelation of God. Found out that there was two in the Godhead, not three, not one. Brother Linger come along and I found out that there's a resurrection of the just and the unjust. That everybody don't go to heaven. You know, I might have told this before, but I had lost a brother when I was 5 years old, and he was 20 or 21, died in a single car accident. He's my favorite brother. I loved him. Man, That was tough for me. I'd hate for my mom to hear this, but they told me a lie. They told me he went to heaven. They said he went to heaven, he's with Granddad. Well, I missed him so much, I wanted to go too. I did. Jumped out in front of a car. Thankfully, they missed. I was just, you know, deceived. I was believing a lie. I come in the body of Christ, found out, wait a minute, it ain't like that. Not every people die, they don't go to heaven, they're waiting on a resurrection. Wow. That's a revelation. And I got it. Woo. I got a little bit of oil in my lamp. You know what I'm saying? How about that? I was thinking about Brother Smith talking to us about the five wise and the five foolish and oil in our lamps and this and that. And I was thinking about the trying of our lives. You know, how that we're in a fiery trials and how that mixes with oil. The Bible says to let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify the Father which is above. What if you got oil in your life, you need a little fire to light it and let your light shine. Think it not strange concerning these fiery trials which are upon you as though some strange thing happened. It's not strange. We need a little fire. We need a little fire to light that oil in our lives to illuminate Christ. Let our light shine. This church, I'll brag a little bit. I'm not boasting in this, but I should share this. I think sometimes that we're, because we are careful in how we present ourselves, that we don't boast very often about the good things that the Lord has done for us. But I want to share something with you, and I want to share it with you so you can enjoy what's happening. Recognize that you're a part of it. This church, for the last 6 months or more, through the help of others in the media booth and the song leaders and Brother Smith's instructions and different things, we've been publishing music, our live recordings on a music hosting service called SoundCloud. And this blows my mind when I think about it. Our music has been shared in over 50 countries. And this isn't like a made up number, what I'm about to tell you, because people, it's not like, you know, you can set a computer and it just goes out and hits it every time and that's what rolls the number up. It's not like that. If people listen to our music, Brother Daniels, it's because they went and clicked on it. So what I'm about to tell you is a real number. Ladies, don't let it intimidate you at all. In the last 6 months, we've had over 42,000 plays. In the last 6 months of our music and our service. Now, our services are under password on our website. They're quite a bit more difficult to get to. But our music is, and it's out there for everyone to freely share and enjoy. We're letting our light shine. Our light is shining beyond these four walls, is my point. There's a hunger for people. People have a hunger. They're counting on us. They're counting on us to do our part. They may be doing their part. I don't know. I don't know all these people. I can't even begin to fathom. I mean, 50 countries, that's a genuine... I wish I had a list of... I have it, but I don't have it in front of me. But from, you know, all the Americas and Europe, and it's bizarre. It's amazing, though. It's an illustration to me that there's a hunger. People have a hunger in their heart for Spirit-filled, Holy Ghost-inspired music. And that's what we're providing. This church, I'm talking about 8101 Colonel Glenn, Little Rock, Arkansas. That's you. That's us. Working together. Bringing inspiration into the lives of other people. How could you measure it? I couldn't. If I went through the list of the Sunday school teachers that I had, I had two really good Sunday school teachers when I was a boy. They're Russ and Rod Sanders in the Baptist Church. And they were fantastic, fantastic leaders for me as a young person. They have no idea who I... They don't know anything about me after I grew up. I haven't seen them. I don't remember. They had an apartment that I was looking to rent, and I don't know if Gladys ever met them or not in Bentonville, but they cast their bread on the water. They did their part for me. What is that old Ray Bold song? Yeah. I'm trying to remember. There's a part in there. I just had it too. Yeah, that's a song, but there's a piece of it that I was. I am a life that was changed. I am alive. That's what I was trying to say. I'm a life that was changed by somebody else's sacrifice. They don't know it, but Daniels, they may get to heaven, and you know, in the resurrection of the just or unjust, they may get to heaven and start looking at the list. Brother Durham, you don't know the inspiration that you brought on people. That list may be thousands of names. Brother Weiniger, your sacrifice and labor of love, it may stretch into the millions. I don't know. But here's the thing I do know. I have this moment. We have this moment to work together, to labor together here in Little Rock, Arkansas, to do the best that we can with what the Lord has provided. We're casting our bread upon the water, and it will not return unto us void. It'll come back. We're giving as unto the Lord. Freely we have received, and freely we are giving. Praise God. What a wonderful thing that is. We work as unto the Lord. Brother Phil, it's countless. It's probably countless the number of lives that have been impacted by this church, by people being faithful on the job, coming in even when they don't feel like it, sitting down at that piano like you sisters do, picking up a guitar, giving a word of testimony, getting up and burying their soul, testifying, making a prayer request, coming out on a work day. All those things that we do to make this church a successful operation from day to day to day to day to day. All those things are an inspiration to somebody. It's not, yeah, it is, but it's not just for us. That's the fantastic thing about it. It's for all God's people. And the thing about it, Brother Caleb, is we can't begin to fathom the inspiration that we're bringing on other people's lives. You just don't know. Stay on the job. I was thinking here in Colossians, the third chapter. Where is Colossians? Here it is. Third chapter, the first verse, it says, "If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affections on things above and not on things of the earth. For ye are dead, and your life is hid in Christ, hid with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall ye also appear with him in glory." And so, of course, We're setting our affections on things above. Now, that's not to say that there's not things that we enjoy today. There is. I mean, there's no doubt about it. We enjoy, you know, a fine meal. We enjoy a comfortable chair. We enjoy a fine automobile or a nice new set of clothes. Or, you know, on a hot day, you enjoy just a simple cool breeze. That's not suggesting that we should walk around with sorrowful faces and you know that everything's just, you know, doom and gloom. But we are to make sure that our affections are on things that are above. I'm to seek your prosperity in Christ. That's my desire, is for you to prosper and grow in the Lord. Hallelujah. That's my desire. I want to do what I can to bring inspiration to you, so that when it comes time for you to make that next step, you're inspired to make that next step. When it comes time for you to do the right thing, thank God you're inspired to do the right thing. That it's not hard, it's not frustrating, it's not drudgery. I want to do what I can to help bring inspiration, thank God, to be in the house of God. Weren't you inspired Sunday night, those visitors that we had? Wow, they had a fire lit under them, didn't they? They were excited and entertaining, and you could tell they had a desire in their heart. Praise God. Oh, hallelujah. I love it. I do. I love when people are lit up, ready to serve and worship and pray. I'm not always that way. That's why I come to church. Forsake not the assembling of yourselves together. I need you. If I'm not inspired, I hope and pray that you are. I hope and pray that you feel an unction, move of the Spirit of God in your life. And so he said, "Mortify therefore your members which are upon the earth, fornication, uncleanness, inordinate affection, evil, conspicuous, covetous, which is idolatry. For which things sake the wrath of God cometh on the children of disobedience." Okay. We don't want to be that person. Brother Liniger, I think he'd give us this. He said, "In the which ye also walked sometime when ye lived in them," but in the next verse said, "but now ye also put off all these." And I think he gave us the word subtract. I may be wrong about that, but I seems like I recall that he said, where it said put off, he said subtract, or take away, do away, eliminate all of these: anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy communication out of your mouth. Lie not one to another, seeing that ye have put off the old man with his deeds. And then the writer said, "but put ye on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created him." Now, this part inspired me today as I was reading it. It said, "Wherefore there is neither Greek nor Jew, circumcision nor uncircumcision, barbarian, Scythian, bond, free, Christ is all and in all." That's what I'm looking for right there. You know, we live in a society today. It's funny, I was telling Brother Daniels about this the other day. We live in a society, Brother Daniels, where there's all kinds of division made among us. Whether it's your wealth or the color of your skin or what part of Arkansas you're from, or whether you're a Yankee or a Southerner, whether you're a foreigner or a national, there's all kinds. There's so many, you know, where are you from? I'm from Little Rock. Well, where are you from? I'm from West Little Rock. Oh, okay. There's division made all, you know, in every aspect of our life. And even now, we're seeing a trend right now, and I'll just throw this out there for consideration, but we're seeing a trend right now where our government is even forcing, everything's channeling down to, you can't just be free. You have to claim a religious exemption to be free. So every one of our exemptions or our liberties are being channeled into a religious category. So what they're doing then is they'll do just like the Jews did. If you don't fit down into that defined religious category, then you're going to be persecuted. If you're not an atheist and you're not one of these, that's what they did Jesus. They crucified him. He wasn't a murderer. He wasn't an ungodly man. But he wasn't one of them. Therefore, he must be bad. And that's the direction our government's headed into. We live in a world that's full of division. They capitalize on division. They monopolize division, division, division. I was down at the gas station the other day, and this guy hollered out something to me, and I just laughed at him. Brother Daniels, do you mind if I tell that? Would that hurt you? Hey, this guy jumped out of the truck. He said, "Hey, white man, how you doing?" Okay, where'd that come from? This other guy that was with him, he got all mad. He said, "Man, don't call him that." I said, don't say that to him. I got to talking to him. He said, "You don't know what color he is." And he said, "He may be Indian for all you know." I said, "Well, I am part Cherokee." He said, "Well, I am too." He said, "My grandma was 100% Cherokee." I said, at that point, I don't know if I'm being hustled or what. But at that point, this guy's putting his arms around me. Of course, I'm making sure nothing's leaving my pockets. I said, "You know what?" I said, it don't bother me. You know why it don't bother me? Because I don't see, when I see a man, I see a man. That's all I see. I see a man, a man. I don't make division. I'm not interested in that kind of division at all. I'm interested in just seeing a person as a person. You know why I can do that? Because when Jesus touched that man that had blind eyes, he said, "I see men as trees." Then he touched him again. He said, "I see men as men." But what was he talking about? He's talking about that carnal spirit that we all inherited. The very carnal nature that's the enemy of God, the very thing that we're supposed to bring under subjection, the very thing that we're supposed to, every single one of us are supposed to crucify with the affections thereof. That's what he was talking about. It don't matter. Your wealth status, your social status, your race status, those things become irrelevant when you realize that every single one of us are battling the same thing day in and day out. And this very same thing that gives every single one of us, we all have that very same thing in common, and that's the Holy Ghost. The Spirit of God is what gives us all the same liberty, Brother Daniels. Thank God that we're all looking for. Hallelujah. He said, but here, he said, there's division. He said, there's all kinds of division, and there's Jews and Greeks and circumcision and uncircumcision. But he said, there's coming a day when there's just going to be Christ, which is all and in all. Hallelujah. Won't that be a wonderful day? It will be a wonderful day. He said, put on, therefore, as the elect of God. That's you and me, brothers and sisters. He said, put on, therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercy. Come on. Think about this now. Think about this in the time that we're living in. Think about this in the age where we have, you know, maybe it's personal strife. Maybe it's social strife. Maybe it's, you know, government, political strife. Think about this scripture right here of who we are. Who we are. What do we represent? What are we working on today? What inspiration are we bringing? Are we inspiring more division with our lives? Or are we putting on the bowels of mercy, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering, forbearing one another in love, forbearing one another, forgiving one another? If any man hath a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave, you also do ye forgive. He said, above all these things, put on charity, which is the bond. What more could we hope for? Brother Phil, there wouldn't be no division. There wouldn't be no separation. There wouldn't be no anger. There wouldn't be no malice. There wouldn't be no strife. There wouldn't be no anxiety, no frustration. There wouldn't be no hatred. There wouldn't be no envy. If we were able to put that on, if we had that, like he described it, that bond of perfectness, that bond that would hold us together and cause us and provoke us to love each other and seek each other's wealth, if we had that working in our lives, just think about the peace that would rule in our world. Thank God. Woo! He said, and that's what he said. He said, put on charity, which is the bond of perfectness, and let the grace of God, let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to which ye are called in one body, and be ye thankful. I told you. We're not here tonight because we've been given permission by a religious organization. We're not here tonight because the government channeled us down into a Christian category that gives us certain liberties. The First Amendment that we've been guaranteed by the right to free speech that was provided to us by the inspiration of God, I believe. We're not here tonight because our government has channeled us into say, okay, well, if you're a Christian, then you have this much free speech. Or if you're this kind of Christian, you have this much free speech. We're not here tonight because we've been categorized and shaped and molded into some image of man. We're here tonight because the Lord made provision for us to be free. And the Bible says that he that is free indeed. The Bible says that where the Spirit of God is, there is liberty. Hallelujah. He said, let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which also ye are called into one body, my Lord. And be ye thankful, and let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with the grace of God, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord, and whatsoever ye do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to the God, to God and the Father by him. Whew. That's what we're doing. We're doing it in the name of the Lord, Sister Inez. We're not doing it in anybody else's name. There's no division. There's no division in the name of the Lord. The Bible says that God is not the author of confusion. There's no division in his name. I come in his name. I come in his name. I'm not coming in anybody else's name. I'm not here in division. I'm here in the bond of peace. I'm here in a bond of love. I'm here in a bond of perfectness is my desire. That charity, that bond that holds us, that keeps us, that binds us together in spite of our differences. And they exist. Of course they do. If we were all robots, how boring would that be? You know, somebody said that the other day on my job. Said, you know, how bland would the world be if we all wore the same color? If we all had the same style? That's not what unity is about. That's not what God has in mind. Brother Durham, your personality is different than mine. The Lord blend us together. We work together. We bring inspiration together. We accomplish things together. We have differences. Sure, we have differences, but we don't focus on them. I just couldn't imagine. And Sister Brian, I couldn't imagine being in a service without you. I think about your songs. It always takes me back. I love it. I really do. I love this way. I love the differences, diversity that we have. I love the peace of God that comes from, sometimes it comes from the most surprising angles. Sometimes my inspiration from y'all comes from, you know, from the most surprising person. It's amazing. It's amazing. I want to brag on somebody. Did y'all know that Brother Mark Boyd is doing a fantastic job in our Sunday school class? He's doing a wonderful job. My son was, we was at dinner Sunday, Brother Boyd, and he was telling me that what you talked about in his class was rehearsed here in our Sunday service afterwards. That's amazing. That lets me know that God's mindful, that God is, he's reinforcing what's being taught. Brother Boyd's teaching them something in Sunday school class. Brother Smith gets right up in the next service and says the same thing. Wow. The inspiration that we have, you don't know. It always surprises me where it comes from. We're workers together with Him, thank God. Praise God. What a wonderful setting we have. What a wonderful thing that we have, this body of Christ that we've found. What a wonderful vision that has been added, that we've been added to, that's been illuminated in front of us, that we've been made a part of. And you know, it's a wonderful thing, Brother Weiniger. Sometimes people come, God doesn't shut the door. How about that? He leaves the door open. God lets them back in. Sometimes people leave. God knows how to woo them back. Did you know that our these songs that we're broadcasting are inspiring people that don't go to this church anymore? Think about that. They're not here tonight. They're not here in our pews. They're not here to hear your songs, Sister Brian, but they'll hear them because I'll publish them and they'll listen to them and they'll be inspired. We're having an effect. We're having a positive effect. We're having an influence. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. There's another word. There's another scripture there about effectual. I can't think of it right now. But our labor of love is bringing inspiration. Some people may not be here because, who knows, a variety of reasons. It could be a family issue. It could be a health issue. It could be a hurt that they haven't been able to overcome. It could be a wall that they haven't been able to surmount. Your song, your testimony, your inspiration may be just the very thing that helps bring inspiration in their life. Wow. Wow. What a wonderful world we live in. I like that song. Who is that trumpet player, brother? Yeah, Louis Armstrong. What a wonderful world. It is. It's really, we have a wonderful thing going. We're in a good place. And, you know, some of y'all might grow to love me a little bit. You know, sometimes I'm hard. I'm not very lovable. I understand that. I don't mean to be that way. Brother Daniels, he's not like that ever. He's always lovable. Rarely does Brother Daniels not smile at me. And I like it. I like your smile, Brother Daniels. It brings inspiration to my life. Whatsoever you do in word or deed, do it in the name of the Lord. Praise God. Be inspired tonight. I suppose we should go to prayer. What time is it, Brother Phil? 8:45. Those guests walked right in here. Thank you, Brother Weiniger. They walked right in here Sunday night, and they were inspired, weren't they? They felt liberty. They felt, wow. They're going to go away talking about it. They're going to be telling people about it. And who knows? Who knows, you know, what may come from that? What seeds may be sown? Anyway, I feel inspired tonight. I realize I took quite a bit of time, and I hope you'll be charitable to me. We need to pray. Brother Sister Smith are tired, emotionally tired. I knew this was going to be a hard day for him. I didn't know how your grandma, right, she's Sister Bonnie, is not doing well at all. And that's emotionally tough on them also. Sister Brian. No, I didn't know that. Do you have any information on the funeral arrangements? I'll keep an eye out. They hadn't said yet. My Lord. Remember the Jonesboro Assembly? If you didn't hear, Brother Foster passed away yesterday. So we want to pray for that assembly up there in Jonesboro. I didn't know that. Thank you, Sister Bryant. Remember Brother Bryant? Missed him over the weekend. I know he's working hard. And that stress and pressure can be sometimes harder than the job that you're doing. Yes, ma'am. All right. Sister Holly Loriano's job situation. Brother Brett and Brother Zach are out on the road. Want to keep them in prayer. Safe. Yes, ma'am. We want to pray for Sister Joanne's mom out in North Carolina, the hurricane that's moving through there, and that she would be safe and not have any significant damage. And it can happen quickly. It sure can. The Lord knows that. We'll remember your mama in prayer. Anyone else? Thank you, Brother and Sister Crow. Remember them in prayer. Also remember your sons. Let's remember Brother and Sister McGowan. They're not here tonight. I know that he's worked, got a new job. It keeps him pretty tied up, but we sure miss him for sure. And Brother Paul and Sister Ann Thompson, let's remember them. They're not here tonight. Sister Glass. Okay, Sister Ann Thompson's dad is being released from the hospital and going back home, which is up in northern Arkansas. Let's remember them and also remember Brother Paul Thompson, Brother Stewart. Brother and Sister McGowan are sick tonight. Let's remember them. Miss Brother Matt tonight. Remember the York family, Brother Jerry. And Sister Sandra and the girls. All right. Sister Wallace. Brother McGowan is working. Brother and Sister Tally are not here tonight. Let's remember them. Any others? Brother Daniels? Okay. Brother Daniels, the VA on the 8th. We'll be praying for him. So that's Tuesday. Tuesday, okay. We'll be sure to lift him up in prayer. And, of course, continue to pray for the Brother and Sister Pryor and their family, Brother and Sister Smith, and, you know, it reaches them, it reaches Brother Andrew's brother-in-law, I'm trying to think of Zachary, remember him. It's got to be hard on him, I'm sure, and a member of the Suttmiller family and their loss. Any other prayer requests, Sister Durham? Sure. Where will she be, sister? In Republic. Okay. I'd like for you to pray for my mom. She's also has her house up for sale. She only has one house right now in Springdale, and she's considering moving this way. So I wish you'd pray for her. I understand. I have a bit of appreciation what you're going through there, for sure. And then I have a man, a friend of mine. I have two requests that, if you'll permit me to make known, they're personal. There's a friend of mine here in town whose wife has been sent home with basically psoriasis of the liver and other things. And he's not ever been much of a church-going man. He's probably one of the smartest designer engineers that I've ever met in my life. He's just a genius when it comes to metal fabrication. His name's Gary Hall, and I'd like for y'all to remember him in prayer. And then my neighbor is has a family, wife and children, Pentecostal background, and he's looking for peace in his life. And if you would remember them also. All right, unspoken hands, if you want to raise your hand, make them known unto the Lord. Unspoken requests, I mean. Let's all stand if ushers will come forth. We'll have prayer here. Receive an offering for the Lord. Praise your name, Jesus. Lord, we love you tonight. Oh, what faith, confidence we have in you. Know that you hear every request here tonight, and that your loving hand would reach down and comfort those hearts that are sorrowful, those bodies that are sick, those minds that are hurting, Lord, that you would touch us, help, and bring peace, inspiration, oh God, deliverance from conditions in our life. Know, Lord, that everything that we face is manageable. Everything that we deal with, Lord, with your help, can be overcome. Oh, God, comfort and help the family that miss and this loss, and Brother Sutmiller. I pray that your hand would be upon them, and Brother Foster's family and that assembly there in Jonesboro. Oh, God, Brother and Sister Smith, Sister Bonnie, Lord Jesus, that you'd help them, those that are working tonight or those that are traveling. Oh, God, those that are in the path of this hurricane, those that are facing sickness in their body or in circumstances that they can't be free. Oh, God, just like your spirit reached down in the jailhouse, Lord, and touched the men that were locked up in prison, let your spirit reach down in these homes tonight, oh, God. Oh, Jesus, and let them feel the Holy Ghost working, the Word of God come alive in their hearts, Lord. Let them feel a warm tear run down their face. Oh, God, let them feel an unction from you, Lord, that they'd speak in an unknown tongue and cry out to you, Lord. Be free, dear God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Let the Holy Ghost just reach them and touch them and be with them, oh, God. Inspire us, Lord Jesus, to be a light in a dark world, dear Lord. Let us bring comfort and joy to those that are sorrowful and lost. Oh, God, let us help those that are in need. Bless this offering tonight, Lord, that it would be used to further your gospel. Oh, God, to help and bless those that are in need, those that are sorrowful, Lord Jesus. Oh, God, those that are hungry, those that need inspiration today, Lord Jesus. Use this offering, use your testimony, our songs, Lord Jesus. Use this church, oh, God, to bless your people. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise God, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, 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 Jesus. Thank you, Lord, thank you, Lord. Praise your name. For God's hand is surely guiding. nice 4th of July holiday, and be careful, don't catch too many things on fire. And we'll have service here Sunday morning, breakfast at 9:30, Bible study at 10, and then service at 11. Praise God. Have a good week, everybody. Good night.